The Church Welfare Plan, President J. Reuben Clark, J.R. J. Reuben Clark, J.R., Conference Report, April 1945, pages 25-26. The primary purpose of the welfare plan has always been the supplying of food and clothing, shelter and fuel. There seems to be a great deal of uncertainty today as to what the real food situation of the country is. Some tell us we are faced with the greatest surplus that has ever existed in the history of the country. Others tell us that the food supply is short and that we should raise all we can. Under these circumstances, the only safe thing is to assume a food shortage and proceed accordingly. I therefore urge you, brethren, to urge your wards and stakes to fill their quotas in order that we may be prepared should the predicted shortage occur. A whispering campaign against the welfare plan. Reports come to us that some persons, we hope not many, are carrying on what politicians call a whispering campaign against the welfare plan, proclaiming it a failure. At least some of these whisperers seem to have been against the plan from the first, professing to see in it some deep-laid political scheme. I am sure you will let me say now, and I was with the brethren when the plan was first worked out, that there was not then, there has not been since, and there is not now, any political purpose or end whatsoever in the plan. Those who proclaim the contrary are either wholly ignorant or completely misinformed. The report I have read is a full demonstration that the plan is not a failure. Of course, if the people will not support it, so that the Lord withdraws his blessings from it, the plan will fall. But to this time the great loyal body of the church, following the inspiration of the Lord, has supported a plan which has had a truly marvelous growth both in extent and in efficiency. All of us thank the brethren and sisters who have had immediate charge of the building up and operation of the plan, and sincerely congratulate them upon the outstanding success which has attended their work. The General Committee, composed in large part of business and professional men, have given unstintedly of their time and effort without any monetary compensation whatsoever, in a service which has brought needed aid and succor to tens of thousands who needed help. The Lord has blessed and will continue to bless them in their labor and lives. To the Sisters of the General Board of the Relief Society, and to the Relief Society workers throughout the Church, we offer our especial thanks and gratitude for their great service, without which we should have been almost helpless. You will remember that back in the early days of the Church, it took the people in Missouri approximately 3 years and 4 months to forfeit the blessings of the United Order. If you will read the revelations and the history of the time, you will find that it was the greed, rapacity, idleness, and covetousness of the people that caused the Lord to withdraw the principle from their midst. After they reached Nauvoo, the prophet forbade our people then in Iowa to attempt to set it up there. The welfare plan, which I once more repeat is not the United Order but is motivated by the same lofty and divine principles and purposes that underlay the order, has now been in operation 9 years. Through the blessings of the Lord and the faithfulness of the people, it has steadily grown and expanded its activities during the whole period. And it stands today stronger than ever before in its operation. Its opponents have not destroyed and cannot destroy it. So long as the Lord blesses it and faithful members support it, aid of all church members needed. I might add another word. To those opponents who are church members, I wish earnestly to say, we need you now, we have needed you in the past, we would welcome you amongst us. Furthermore, we wish to say that if you desire or hope to keep the Spirit of the Lord and enjoy His blessings, you must cease your fault-finding and sometimes even your maligning of those doing their appointed tasks as servants of the Lord, and fall in and work with them, not against them. We need the aid of every member of the Church. We ask your help, but not so much on our account as on yours. This is a plea directed towards helping you to save yourselves from a threatened apostasy, which seems usually to follow fault-finding, disloyalty, and opposition to the Lord's plans. However, if you refuse to aid, if you refuse to receive the blessings of joy and satisfaction which come from treading along the ways the Lord points out, we should point out to you that the welfare plan has lived, and we feel certain it will live so long as the Lord continues to give His blessings to the plan, and so long as the loyal, faithful members of the Church support it. But for your sakes we should rejoice beyond measure in your assistance. We ask you, bishops and presidents of stakes and chairmen of regions, not to substitute cash for the actual produce called for in filling your quotas. We need the produce, so please furnish your quotas in the kinds requested.